Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn here on Chamber Chat, and I have Laura Cuttinger. Did I pronounce that right?
Cuttinger, but you were so close.
I was so close. I knew as soon as I looked at it, I forgot the L at the beginning. So, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. And the first question I'm going to ask, you're in the cruise industry, but you have now pivoted. And you completely reinvented yourself. And I'm so excited because you were telling me before we went on the air some of the things that you've done. So tell me what you've done repivoting or reinventing by pivoting.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the Chamber Chat. It is very exciting. And I did have to pivot. Cruise business, travel in general, as we all know, it's very difficult to get to and from anywhere out of the United States, including Hawaii. They've put regulations on them. So I have suspended the travel, meaning I still have the franchise and I know travel will come back. But I either, you know, like I said, pivot or plop, and I wasn't going to plop. And so it seemed to me a very natural pivot to start baking bread. And I originally started baking bread, giving it away to my friends and family, and my neighbor, who she had ordered several, and she goes, you know, you really should start charging for this. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of crazy, but I'll figure out a business plan. We have a phase one, a phase two, and a phase three. Right now we're in phase one and different things on the menu. I make a garlic rosemary rustic bread. So they're all artisan breads.
So you need to send me samples, apparently. I'm curious.
Oh, sure, I'd be happy. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll give you a free loaf. You got it.
I'll buy. So rosemary, guy, sounds delicious. And then what other kinds have you made?
So I started with the original rustic. But here's what's unique about the bread, Jack, is that I cook it an oven within an oven. So part of it is, some people may call it a Dutch oven, but they're clay ovens. And it's called a no-knead recipe, which I'm sure some of you out there have heard of it. It's super easy, but the dough, my dough sets up between 12 and 18 hours. So I always need at least a day in advance. And then once it sets up, then I put it in a clay oven that's shaped like a loaf, and put a lid on top of it, and the oven has to be super hot, and it bakes within an oven. So It brings out more of an artisan flavor as well as an artisan crust than just baking a loaf of bread.
So how did you get involved in this? Because, I mean, I'm assuming you just didn't wake up and go, I'm going to bake bread.
Well, I kind of did. I kind of did. I have a background in hospitality. I've managed restaurants. I've been a sous chef in a restaurant. I've been a bartender. I've been a server. But really what comes down to it is family. My mom, my grandmother, and my aunt are all great cooks and bakers. And when I was seven, my mom encouraged me. Of course, I got a little Betty Crocker baking set. Didn't bake it out of that, but I did make my first cookie recipe called Walnut Western Cookies. And it was my first creation of, you know, creating something without a recipe. And it just kind of seems natural. So phase one right now is I have delivery. So I will deliver your bread to you. We're coming into phase two a little bit where we're going to start making soups and meals that are made, basically kind of made to order, but not completely. We haven't gotten there quite yet. That's the reason I need the commercial kitchen. So anybody out there who has a commercial kitchen that you want to rent by the month, please contact me. We'll get my information out there. But I have pancetta rolls. I have olive oil rustic, which has olives in it. And then, of course, the original rustic.
Wow. So I know you mentioned also earlier a sun-dried tomato, which to me, that bread sounds delicious, almost, like pizza, almost. I just, wow. So how do you come up with these different flavor ideas?
So I just experiment. I'm thinking, okay, well, if I can put olives in bread, why can't I put sun-dried tomatoes in there? And it has, with the pancetta, I actually add the oil to when you cook up the pancetta first. I'm like, well, I have a jar of sun-dried tomatoes. I can try that too. So yeah, I've added sun-dried tomato bread, which it does taste a little bit like pizza. So if you want to make a bruschetta or something, you can have the sun-dried tomato, either sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on top of it and make some spaghetti.
Wow. You know, so my wife and I used to own the Durango Olive Oil Company. We had it for 5 years, sold it a couple of years ago. And when you're talking about this bread, I'm sitting here automatically going, oh, that balsamic would have been so good to dip your bread in. I mean, it's just fantastic. So what are you, I mean, obviously you have a passion for baking and cooking and all of that, but what do you love about doing this business versus your former business?
You know, I think, I know, because I see the joy in people's face when they do eat it. And you can freeze it. I have a customer that orders 3 loaves and she freezes a couple. And, that way you can come back and still warm it up in the oven and it's still just as good as if it came out. I do deliver that day that I bake. And I just love the creation of baking bread with friends or family. And why not? It's in this time, gosh, we're all kind of going crazy in COVID. And so what better way to have some comfort food? So many things can go through it. I know we're all trying to watch our carbs, but come on. It's more of a luxury. And why not treat ourselves at this time with a little bit of luxury?
So it was one of the questions I mean, you mentioned the comfort food. Do you do any kind of gluten-free with that all being the big, to-do now, I guess, for lack of
right.
words?
Well, I've experimented with some pizza crust that was, I would say, okay. The problem with gluten-free is it just doesn't rise. It doesn't create the flavor, and I have a gluten sensitivity, but I can't recommend this for other people. However, because I use an organic flour, all the ingredients are all organic. It's salt, flour, and organic yeast. So the flour is organic. It doesn't bother me. Of course, anything in moderation. If I went to excess, it probably would bother me. But you know, I mean, I wouldn't recommend somebody who has celiac disease to probably, they know their limits, but it really is not the same. I've tried to bake gluten-free artisan bread and it doesn't rise the same. It comes out like a big brick. So I'm still working on that.
Well, the others, and I can have gluten. So I'm just saying, you know, so you, how does somebody, you know, get in touch with you? And so one to two part question, how do we get in touch with you? And what is your delivery area?
So I only deliver to Durango. Downtown Durango is the farthest that I go. So if anybody lives outside of Durango, I do try to meet them. Right now, I've been baking every single day. So I really, it's just like I said, need a day in advance to set up the bread. You can contact me through email, which is lcluttinger@yahoo.com.
All right, spell that.
It's L, just regular L, CLUTINGER@Yahoo. I have a Facebook page called Laura's Artisan. Super simple. Type it in the search window and you can find it. And you can also call me or text me, 970-946-4159.
So it's 946-4159.
Yep.
And get a hold of you, or like you say, Facebook, Laura's Artisan. This is amazing to me. I mean, it just sounds so yummy. I mean, I'm like, okay, I'll take a rosemary, garlic, and a sun-dried tomato. Will you deliver to the chamber?
I will. Absolutely.
Awesome. We're going to talk off air because I am definitely going to order some. Now, how many loaves can you bake in a day?
Well, I have three clay ovens that I can bake the loaves in. any one of my recipes can also be made into rolls. So if you want dinner rolls or obviously the pancetta rolls, those are a little bigger. Right now that's why I'm looking for a larger oven to be able to increase my supply. I can bake up to 15 loaves in the morning and have them ready to deliver in the afternoon.
So when you say you're looking, so you are looking for commercial kitchen availability.
Right.
So, so if anybody has commercial kitchen space that is available, they can reach out to you. And I know that that is one of the needs that I've heard about many, many, many times over the years I've been as a chamber director. Just we need a commercial kitchen, kind of almost as a, I'm going to say like a co-working place, because it is such a need.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually know of a couple other ladies who are baking out of their home. Because we can only bake so much, it's called a cottage industry, obviously. You have to be really, really careful because you can't heat and reheat food in your own home kitchen unless you're baking it for yourselves. But I can't sell it. So it's important. The health department really wants you to be working out of a commercial kitchen so they can expect it and make sure we meet health standards. But I would love to have a communal kitchen where two other bakers are in there, maybe something different than what I do. Maybe open a donut shop or something that we could put, bread together. So again, you know, the pivoting just creates more creativity and all kinds of ideas.
Well, I'm also thinking, off hours, maybe, there's an organization, a business that's using in the morning, so to speak, and then, the shift comes in and you and the others that you know could take over in the afternoon.
Something. I mean, I'm flexible. I would love to work with somebody that doesn't need the kitchen all the time.
Yeah. So I got to ask, what's your favorite? If you had to, just sit down and enjoy one of your creation, what is your favorite flavor? I guess it's called flavor.
I'm kind of a humdrum, actually. So the last night I made a French onion soup. So I like the original the best because I can do so much with it. And I can season up toast, or I can, put an egg on top of it. Like I said, I made French onion soup. So I seasoned the toast, put the bread on top that was already toasted, and then melted the cheese on top of it. So that's my favorite. I think that my husband is my taste tester, and he loves all of them with the exception of the olive one. And I don't know, maybe that's just the type of olives that I was using, but he likes all of them.
Wow. I can even see, you making bread bowls, putting stew in there. I mean, all these different wonderful yummies, and I always say food is love, and it just sounds like all of this is made from years and years of your family's passion, and now you're doing it.
That's my tagline, Jack, is handmade with love. And my logo is basically a heart with my Laura's Artisan and a scroll underneath, handmade with love. It's been, and I do bread bowls. Now that you bring that up, I've made bread bowls for several clients. We put chili in it, and it's just, in this time of the season, it's the time we're starting to cool off, and with the harvest coming, what better way to have a nice warm meal in a bread bowl, right? Right. So, that's one thing I didn't mention, but yes, I will make bread bowls.
Wow. All right, so we're running out of time here because this is, I'm just fascinated and really hungry because it's almost noon. But
at lunchtime.
Again, your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Laura's Artisan.
Okay.
Type it in the search window, super easy to find.
All right, and then your phone number one more time?
970-946-4159.
Laura, you've made me hungry, so we'll wrap up this interview, but don't go away because I do want to talk to you off air a little bit more. Again, Laura's Artisan, check it out, and thank you so much for joining me on Chamber Chat.
Thanks, Jack. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, let's send it back to the studios. Again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.